will be fun.
What did you think of the push drive when you had your defense get started? And I know if I didn't start the way you hoped.
Sure.
Off,
yeah, that was great experience for them to have to sustain a long drive and find a way out of it, which is what they did. It's what they tend to do. So I think that was good for them to feel game-like conditions against the starting offense and have their back against the wall a little bit and find a way to make a play.
Lou always says that he doesn't care about yards. It's just always about points. And little points as possible. What was your vantage point of Mike Hilton's play there to take away points?
Yeah, I didn't have a great vantage point from where I was standing. But, again, for them, yeah, I think they had – that was a, 18-19 play drive for our guys to find a way to make a stand. I think they had 40-something plays in the first half, 3 points. So I thought our defense, you know, found a way to stand up when it mattered and take points off the board.
Mike specifically said that he really wanted to play himself, but it could really help you guys maybe have a faster start this year. Did the defensive guys go to you and ask to play, or was that kind of all along the plan for this game?
Yeah, that was all lingering in the background, and we had those conversations this week. And I think it was, you know, this ended up being a good test. They shifted, they motioned about every single play, they changed personnel groups, and so I thought it was a good good opportunity for our guys to have to communicate and stress our communication a little bit.
And then Jonah was the only starter that he played on the offensive side of the ball. I know it was only just one. What's your experience
with him? We'll have to check the tape on that one.
What about your quarterback, Zach? Any separation there, or just still up in the air?
I thought it was good. You know, we got points in our last drive of each half, which is critical to gain some momentum there. So Trevor did a good job in a tight situation, putting us in field goal range, had to make an audible during the drive, did a great job managing, stepped up in the pocket, and then at the end of the game, Jake obviously had the big drive that took us down and scored a touchdown. He had to make some plays with his legs, had to scramble. I thought he saw the field really well, so I thought there was some positive to build on for both those guys.
You think that's going into the last week, that kind of still up in the air?
Yeah, it's hard for me to say right now, post-game. I felt like we got pressure back there. You know, obviously their guys created some plays as well, but I felt like we had different guys that were affecting them and making them move off their spot and getting pressure back there. I saw that quite a bit.
You decided not to bring Joe Burrow on this trip. Is there an update as far as where he's at in his progression?
We didn't bring any injured guys other than Cheeto, just because Cheeto gets a chance to get some work, but he's so close and coming off his injury. But other than that, we just left all the injured guys behind. Yeah, I saw guys continue to make plays. I saw Owen Carney make a huge sack in the fourth quarter to knock him out of field goal range that now, as you see the score, ended up being a big deal. They had to punt. And so, again, it's a great opportunity for guys like that to rise up and make a play to help this team win or tie. And, you know, I saw several guys be able to affect the game that way, and that was good to see. Yeah, he had some good stuff, and I think there's, you know, we saw a ton of man coverage, and so those receivers, there's a lot of good things that Troy will get a chance to correct on the tape and show them some good examples how they can continue to help us in other ways. So those guys made some plays when they came to them, and then there's some things that they can continue to build on that I think is why we're doing the preseason, why they get so many reps, really good opportunities for those guys. Yeah, he got an opportunity there. We gave him a series off there, I think the second or third series of the game, to get an opportunity there. So that'll give us something to evaluate.
Chase showing anything on that last
drive? Chase Brown. You know, the last drive is hard for me to process right now. I'll have to watch that. When you're trying to call it, no huddle on the ball, I'm not really doing a great job of evaluating the guys there. Yeah. It's good to get your hands on the balls and now just take it away, you know, but it's good. Marcus has good vision. He tends to be in the right place at the right time, and so that was good to see.